Workers in nearly 200 cities are walking out today in what's being called the Strike for Black Lives. From Memphis to San Francisco, the strike includes nursing home staff, fast food cooks, and other frontline workers, all demanding racial and economic justice. We're joined now by Mary Kay Henry. She's president of the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU. And Mary Kay, tens of thousands of workers from all over the country striking. Give us a picture of who's out there and what they're asking for.
Well, essential workers that have been on the front lines of this pandemic were incredibly inspired by the Movement for Black Lives response to the murder of George Floyd and decided enough is enough. We have to unite our fights across racial justice and economic justice and demand more. Fast food cooks, nursing home workers, janitors, Uber, Lyft drivers, Google engineers are joining together and saying we have to do better. Corporations just can't say they are for Black lives. Corporations have to show it by paying Black, Brown, Asian, and white workers living wages, 2 weeks of paid sick leave. We want to root out systemic racism in employment, and we want to root it out of criminal justice as well.
What have you heard from SEIU employees about their working conditions right at this moment?
I have to say, Tanya, my blood boils about what I hear. Nursing home workers are still struggling to get personal protective equipment. Fast food workers are being told to wear doggy diapers instead of being provided masks by their employers when infections
occur.
And
are these major corporations? I'm just, this doggy diaper request, I mean, that's astounding.
Yes, that was a McDonald's store in Oakland. It is astounding. And in San Francisco, they were told to wear coffee filters. And in Florida, they're told to use one mask for an entire week. But it's not just a failure of corporations, as you know. President Trump failed by not making sure that every essential worker and teachers, et cetera, have the equipment they need to keep themselves safe.
McDonald's has responded to accusations that they're not keeping their employees safe by saying that they have provided PPE and over 100 million masks to its employees. But what I'm hearing from you is that is not enough. This strike has brought major unions, including yours, together with grassroots social justice campaigns, plus climate change action groups like the Sunrise Movement. You've been the head of the SEIU for 10 years now. How significant is it to see all of these groups joining forces for this effort?
I think it's a historic moment, a new level of intersection between our fights. And the other thing that's significant, Tanya, is that the labor movement is owning that until Black communities can thrive, none of us can thrive. And that's a new shift that's occurred by virtue of the crisis and danger that people are facing, understanding that we have to join together and use our power to make demands on our government and corporations and then show up and vote in November and elect people at every level of government that see this as a transformational moment and are willing to make bold change with us.
That's Mary Kay Henry, president of the Service Employees International Union. Thank you.
Thank you.